Part 3, The Eagle and I. On the journey to the pathway that shows us the dare and charge of the DNA of hope. This is about the eaglet who would not fly, as told to me by the mighty eagle, his father. These are the words of the eagle. My son feared his first flight. He knew in his body and his soul what to do, but doing it would open up a whole new world for him. He was nest comfortable. And at the top of our nest, it's like a plate. It's covered with food, bones, and meals gone before. It's so comfortable. Our little ones get fed here until they're strong enough to fly and dive for their own food. But this little one has been a challenge. Every day, fear quaked through him and rustled his perch at the far corner of our nest. And the rustling grew louder and louder. Finally, I could stand it no more. I looked into my son's eyes and spoke of the adventures we'll have. I can feed you fish and rabbit, but you must learn to fly alone. Mighty eagles we are called, but you must earn your might. Under pressure of his talons, the wood beneath him snapped. I could smell fear in the air. His fear, my son's fear. Soon he'd lose his perch and fall. But flying is a gift, a freedom, an adventure that thrills the soul. I wanted my son's first flight to be that new horizon, opening up his body and soul to learn this gift. So I flew over to him, landing gently by his clenched talons. His eyes riveted on my scarred right talon. And he knew, yes, he knew, my first flight was a disaster because I waited. I learned from that flight that what is needed is to look up with a hope, gather courage, and line up within the body and soul a purpose strong. Courage and change walk the same pathway. Some turn aside at the fear and danger signposts. Others walk on searching for joy, marvel, and honor that awaits them. My son was still staring at my scar. Then his eyes moved to the deeper, larger scar. That one, son, came later in life from a deeper courage. Gently I pecked at his beak until he looked right at me. Slowly I felt him relax his perch's stranglehold. Locked in sight, I opened up my heart of courage and gave him some. Courage can be shared, just like food. Hope precedes any test of courage. It goes before purpose and action. You can actually see hope as it lights up the eyes, feel it quicken the heartstrings. Then I laid my head on his wing and calmed his purposeless rage quaking within him. Our eyes met at each other's heart and soul, courage transfused, fear melted into adventure right then. I'm sure he heard me say, "I dare you." I could feel a quickening in his body as it moved to line up with purpose to fly. Breathing again, he loosened his "hold me back because I can't do this" grip. Shook out the fear and aligned every muscle, bone, tendon, and feather for the flight of his life. Joy, marvel, and honor locked in his heart. Pushing off with more force of purpose now, he left his old horizon in the nest, and there, against the rosy sun's rays, spread his wings and flew like a mighty eagle, my son! Until late that day, we practiced rolls and glides, and from a half mile up saw dinner, wild, natural, real, and captured it together. Power food for the flight of his life. Feeling this freedom and power, my little eaglet will never go back quaking in fear to the borders of his nest. Some things have to be experienced. Telling has no power. You must live it. Yes, to fly up into the sun, part the clouds with my power, check out the world with a clear vision, so clear I can see a mouse in a mile. I gather strength after feeding by perching and waiting. This is the way of the eagle. Now it is the way of my son. So now I dare you to take these steps from the edge of your quaking nest. Hope, look up, feel the courage, move your heart, let the fears fly off. Now line up your body, heart, and soul to a purpose so strong it transforms you. Then live that purpose into action. Watch as joy, marvel, and honor lock on. That's the heartbeat of hope in action. Experience the adventure, train for it, risk it, live it. You will get wounded and scarred on the way. Badges of courage won. My little eaglet will get wounded. That's the training for life and the adventure. Wounds heal, horizons expand. No borders now. Remember, a heavy eagle can't fly. Eagles earn their might by training. Eagles learn their power by knowing what to eat. It's food and training that flex strengthens our wings for the long flight. We earn our light weight that carries us effortlessly skyward by knowing foods that are mighty and turning that food might into power flight. Food builds strong muscle and wing. Food makes clear eyes that can see and see. Food is a gift that keeps on giving life and strength within us if it is living food to start with. So food choices make me mighty or not. They give my body power or not. Mighty food builds strong bones, wings, and eyes. So build that mighty you. And as I listened to the story of the eaglet who would not fly, I heard swish above me. And there, 10 feet from me, the eagle, the father eagle, flew over me. And I saw up close his magnificent might, sun reflecting off his aged white head, talons pressing far into his body to avoid flight drag, jagged deep scar on his right talon, 5-foot wingspan with tips reaching to the clouds, his golden eyes watching as he shared this charge. Living food is a gift. It builds a mighty you. Food might turns into a mighty power flight. Earn your might, I dare you. Take to heart the story of the eaglet who would not fly. This little eaglet rose to the dare. Will you? Will you dare to take these steps from the edge of your quaking nest? Hope, look up, feel the courage, move your heart, let the fears fly off. Now line up your body, heart, and soul to a purpose so strong it transforms you. Then live that purpose into action. Watch as the feelings of joy, marvel, and honor lock on. That's the heartbeat of hope. And as you feel it, share it, because earning your might cannot be done alone. You need team support. It's on this pathway, the pathway of courage and change, that you meet the dare and charge of the DNA of hope. I dare you to eat right for the flight. This pathway is powered by living food. On the edge of your quaking nest, choose food that powers up and heals. Living food is a gift. It builds a mighty you. Food might turns into a mighty powered flight. Earn your might. I dare you. I dare you.